Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com from coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.10Live.
Boyslip Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Palo de Borghesis.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Flathead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Tommy Bird Ridge Winery.
Toy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vivac Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWinemaker.com.
I
just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Belvoir Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiast and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. That's
We're
awesome.
Happy because it's cool.
It's wonderful weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the humidity is getting good. The sun is in the right place. Yeah, and we're a good distance from it, and that makes a lot of sense. So,
I played golf early this morning. I got out up in Spring Hill, and I was there actually before the sun came up because I wanted to be the first one on the course so I can get done. I played around by myself. But when I teed off up there, it was 61 degrees.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, you know,
that's
Florida. That's cool.
That's coat weather. I don't know if you were wearing it out there, but, yeah, that's definitely.
That's, gloves, you know, time to. the earmuffs and.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yeah. It won't be long now.
It won't. It's getting there.
We have, I'm checking the time here, I have no idea, we have a couple of minutes, special guest tonight, and there's also a special event coming up this weekend, Saturday, at Florida State's Winery, that's October 24th, and stay tuned, we'll give you information about that, but it's the Fall Wine and Art Festival, this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I like the little bulletin, it says, just outside of San Antonio, Florida.
Yeah. So,
That was cute.
Yeah. Just outside.
Just outside.
About 11 miles.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. 11 miles away from it.
that's just outside. Really great event. There's going to be a wine tasting, of course, live music, artist exhibits, and we'll tell you more about that. It's a huge event. It's the third annual. San Ann Artisans Fall Wine and Art Festival at Florida State's Winery. So we'll tell you more about that. Don't go anywhere, or we'll have to find you and, you know, give you information somehow. So
yes.
I'm going to go get our special guest, and I'll be right back.
All right.
And here's Ron.
Yeah, I just want to share the wine that I am having this evening. I probably should have had one from Bunker Hill, but I don't. I have a one from France, Gerard Bertrand, Grand Terroir 2011. It says Tourtevelle. It's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, and Carignan. Really quite good. I'm sipping it as we do the show, and I am really impressed. It's got some nice acid, some nice flavors. It's a very pleasant red wine. Wine enthusiast scored it a 91 out of 100, which is, you know, a fairly decent score there. So that's what I'm sipping on this evening. Mike is calling Lenore for Bunker Hill Winery. It's located in Parrish, Florida, which is actually south of us right here. It's southeast of Tampa, to give you a little bit more perspective there. And she said that they have been going on ghost walks and some surprising information she's going to share with us. So I think she's about ready, is she?
Yeah, ready to go.
All right, fantastic. Let's bring her on here. Hello, Lenore. Welcome to All About Wine. Glad you can join us tonight.
Hey, Ron, it's good to be back. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. And you?
Oh, we're doing fine. Thank you very much.
Good. I was just telling Parrish southeast of Tampa, on the west coast of Florida, for those out there listening or not familiar with us. And Lenore has been, she was a guest 2 years ago during our Halloween month. And I called her the other day, and she was all excited because they just went on a ghost walk last Saturday, and she said there was all sorts of exciting stuff. So I'm going to let her tell us what's been going on and how the haunting is doing. So it's all yours, Lenore.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. Yeah, we have our spirit and orb walks every month, the third Saturday of every month. And this month in October, we had quite a lot of people wanting to do it, so we're doing it twice this month. We had one last Saturday night, and our next one is October the 31st, Saturday night, which is already foot filled up. But last Saturday night, we had a large group of people, and we did get a lot of activity. We always get activity. We have K2 meters going off. We have lights that we put on the table and stand away from it and ask questions, yes and no questions. And our flashlights will come on, answering our questions. And that we get a lot of people here. We get psychics, paranormal people. We get shamans. We have a shaman here who's pointed out where we actually have a vortex in the woods and behind the vineyard. And we took people down, and we had a paranormal, or rather psychic lady who was there and who could tell us about what was in the vortex, about the guide that was there leading the spirits through. But we also have several people that can actually see the spirits. But we've had, we actually are safe haven for spirits out here. So it's something that is ongoing. We've been out here about 20 years, and it is a good thing. It's not bad at all. We've never had any bad issues, but it's not hype. It is for real. Like I say, we're a safe haven for spirits. But if you go on our website and read our ghost story, you can see a chronological events of things that have happened over the years. But, definitely we're open to all kinds of questions, or if you have any questions.
It's always fascinating. I've been on your website, and I've followed some things. And I always tell customers when they come into the winery up here, I always mention that you're haunted down there, and they need to get a hold of you. And some people... get the immediate attitude, no, I don't think so. And others go, ooh, exciting, I need to do that. So, you know, there's both types out there. The spirits that you're getting, we had a guest on last week, Joy Neighbor. Mm-hmm. She writes a blog, Joy's Joy of Wine, and she also has a blog called A Grave Interest about cemeteries and stuff. And she was talking to us about spirits and ghosts last week, and she has said that she finds that the ghost, East Coast particularly and stuff like that, Civil War type ghosts, Native Americans, what type are you getting down there? I mean, do you have an idea?
Well, we have, oh yes, definitely. We know we have Native Americans. We have Civil War that has come through here. We have the Spanish because they were here 400 years ago. But we also have regular settlers. Back 100 years ago, if you died out here, you didn't call a coroner. They buried you right here. And we had strawberry fields here, not orange groves as we do now. But you had a lot of settlers back in the turn of the century that lived out here. So whenever they passed, you know, they just very well, you know, they were buried right here on the properties. We also had a gentleman send us an email a few weeks ago who said that he might have one of the answers to our puzzle. We're always looking for answers. To because the more answers you get, the more pieces of the puzzle that you can put together to find out, you know, what is going on. And we know that we have several spirits out here. One of our spirits, they say that the, if you look on our website, one of the first ones was Gerald. Gerald with a G, spelled with a G. But we had a gentleman send us an email not too long ago that said he may have an answer for us on one of the, or, you know, one of the questions. He said his father had lived out here many, 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 many years ago and loved it so much that whenever he died, they had him cremated and they put his ashes in the, we have behind us on our property, we have a small river, a little creek, and they spread his ashes back there because that's where he loved it so much. But he also said his father's name was Gerald.
Uh-huh.
But spelled his name with a J. So you can see how things come together. But we have a lady who has seen, we have a woman in white who doesn't know why she's here. We have children. We have children, which is, you know, interesting too. But they say that the children are here probably because this is where their parents were. Well, we have a number. It's not just one or two. It's, like I said, it's a safe haven for them. They come in supposedly through the portal on here, and they don't know why they're here, but they're safe here. We're not, someone had told us, asked us one time, they said, one of the mediums did, it was, the question was, you think you found this place? No, you didn't find this place. They found you, and you are now the caretaker of it.
Uh-huh.
So it's, right. It's all good, and it's not hype. The people that come here for our orb walks, spirit and orb walks, are not looking for somebody to jump out of from behind a tree and scare them. You know, they're looking for the real facts. They take pictures with flashes. They send us pictures of the spirits and the orbs and the mist and all that, that they're getting. So we have quite a book compiled of photos that were taken where you've got Indians' faces, you've got mist, you've got lots and lots and lots of orbs. But, no, it's interesting. We get a lot of people out here. We get people that are sensitive. They'll walk in the door and they'll say, oh, my gosh, you've got a great welcoming committee out here. Right. Or someone will be on the orb and they'll say, well, I just heard my name called. Well, welcome to the club.
Mm-hmm. But this, the presence of spirits, isn't it because of unrest or reason that they're hanging around or something? I mean, you mentioned the children looking for parents, but, you know, I've always had the thoughts that the reason you are getting spirits, the reason you are being you know, visited by all these different beings, is because of unrest, because they haven't moved on. They're looking for something.
And they haven't found what they're looking for.
So,
or they haven't found what they Here's the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say...
Well, no,
so
I...
That is what... that's true then. So, go on.
No, it is true. There's unrest with them. They don't know why they're here. Maybe they haven't found what they're supposed to find, or maybe they haven't accomplished what they're supposed to accomplish. And we actually encourage them to, you know, that they can go on. But as far as one lady saying, we ask, well, do they just come and go? She says, well, they come and they stay till they go.
Uh-huh. Well, finding a safe haven, it would be logical that they would hang out because it's comfortable until they complete their task here on Earth, I guess, would be the way to put it. I don't know.
But you know, we don't know either. But it's something that, you know, we've not experienced it, so we don't know why. But we just know it is happening, and it is here.
Have you seen... Or have you felt the same presence over a long period of time? I mean, do they just sort of like you'll see and experience one presence and then that moves on and you'll see others? Or is there some that just stay for a long time?
Well, you don't know who or what because, you know, it's hard to, can't really identify what you have. But, you know, there's times I've had my hair pulled. I've had my cheek tatted. I've had my name called many times. Stuff moves around. We'll get pictures of orbs with our wildlife cameras, but you don't know who or what they are. In other words, if it were a guy by the name of John, you would know it. So it just, the people that can see them, we've got a couple of them that can see spirits, they can see the dead people, and they can communicate. Has seen the same ones a couple of times with they've been out here, the same little boy, the same woman. I came in one day into the wine cave and she was there and she actually told Larry that I had a woman in white with me that came in.
And the reason I'm asked this, I refer back to Joy Neighbors, and she's seen a lot of spirits and had this, and she talks about certain areas that are being haunted, if you will, with the same spirits, like a hotel or a different place. They're there all the time, and so that's what I was referring to. You know, I mean, they could tell this is the same, the lady in white or whatever. There's always this stuff, and I was wondering if maybe.
Yeah, from what people say, yes, it is the same ones. You know, some are the same, but they come and they go.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we had the psychic here the other night at the Orb Walk, from the vortex, that many of them come through. And so, you know, after they're through, they stay and some go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're getting all ages?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. That you got that, Mike. You have any questions for Lenore about the spirits or stuff?
Your walks now that you do. You said you had to increase them. You're having two this year. Do you have them any other time of the year, or is it pretty much in October? And
yes,
and that's
no. We have our spirit and orb walks the third Saturday of every month. The reason that we're having two this month is because we had so many people that wanted to go on them. So this month we increased it to two. But we have them the third Saturday of every month. Or we do private ones. If you have a group of people, say 10 or more, we will do a private one for you. But the ones on the third Saturday, those are open to the general public.
Wow.
And it takes
good.
About an hour and a half. The walk itself takes about an hour and a half. Everyone shows up about half hour early because we have a indoctrination where we will cover where we're going, what you're going to be seeing, and the fact that it is real and not hype. Mm-hmm. And then we start the walk, and it lasts about an hour and a half.
Have you done anything like this before, outside of the winery, before you got into this, or did someone? How did you first discover that? that they were there. Your personal, you know, you had personal experiences probably, but I mean, did anybody else outside come up and? Mm-hmm.
And we've had several paranormal investigations done out here by professional paranormal investigative people.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just us. And after we started having, but it was just personal experiences is how we, you know, found out what was happening out here.
Right.
And then we had opened it up to the public so that they could experience it also. And then we got paranormal investigative groups from Sarasota and from Tampa and all in the general areas that have come and done numerous professional investigations. And they always come back with their photos, with their voice, their EVPs, their sounds. They had a sound. One of them came back and they had picked it up on a voice box. And it was a child. And they asked who was here, you know, is there anyone here? And the little girl's voice came back and said, do you love me? And that was as clear as could be right on the voice, you know, on the recording. So we have gotten, and if you listen to the EVPs, you can hear, we had one night, we had a group here, and Larry was asking, can you tell us your name? Well, I got a phone call from her the next day, and she was so excited because she listened to hers, and his name was Jerry. Jerry.
Wow.
Just as plain as could be. So you do get the EVPs, you get the K2 meters going off, you get all kind of activity.
Wow. Okay.
How long have you lived there?
We moved here almost 20 years. We've been here about 20 years. We planted our grapes about 20 years ago, and we opened the winery 5 years ago.
Did the when you first moved there, were you getting activities then?
Yes, we were. It started about, I would say, the second or third year after we started redoing some stuff and remodeling a little bit, then the activity started outside in the building and on the grounds in general.
I'm not going to ask this. Were you aware of what was happening, or did it surprise you?
It surprised a little bit, but we generally knew what was happening when it was happening.
Did you? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's good. I mean, some people would go, ah, and go screaming from the building.
Well, it's never been any bad experience. We don't have issues. People say, do you have issues in your house? Well, no, we respect them and they respect us. We have them in our wine buildings. We have them in our bottle building. We've got them on the grounds, but not in the house.
You mentioned the bottling room. Has there been any issues with them in the bottling?
Their presence is there, yes. We've had wine tastings where you've had orbs right there with the customers.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
That's great. That is great. Customers that visit, well, let's back up a little bit. You are recycle everything. You guys, I know, are
right. We are green and environmental. We've been named the greenest winery in America. We are 100% recycled, repurposed on wine bottles. Our number this past year, we've gotten over 53,695 bottles back in from our customers that are used for wine. So
wow.
We are green. We recycle everything.
Yeah, I know you recycle. I've had some of your wines, and people that gave them to me said, now don't. I'll take those back when you're done with it. I'll take them back. And so
they do. You give people opportunity to recycle, they will recycle. We get them from other states. A box will show up, and I'll open the box, and they'll have a note that says, we don't recycle in our state. We thought you could use these bottles. So people are great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And not only do you recycle bottles, but also the wax. you recycle that and all this stuff. I mean, it's just like everything is
right. The wax and the cork. We ship the corks to Missouri, and a company there makes floor tiles out of natural corks.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was a company there that did that. Wow.
Right. It's in Missouri, and they make actual floor tiles for construction that are recycled wine corks. Only the natural corks, not the plastic corks.
Right.
But, you know, we're different. We're 100% unfiltered. We're 100% whole fresh fruits, 100% natural corks, sealing wax, 100% recycled wine bottles. And 97% of our wines are Florida-grown commodities, fruits and vegetables. So we're totally different.
Yes, that's great. I when I found that out, I thought that was great. I recycle all my bottles. I recycle everything I can. The corks, recycle everything I can. I don't reuse, but I do recycle everything. And
no, that's wonderful. Yeah.
As much as I possibly can, I do recycle. I know a lot of wineries do. I've talked to a lot of different wineries over the years, and it's surprising the wineries that do recycle everything. I don't know. I guess maybe just a mindset as a winery that you should recycle. Maybe. I don't know. But
we repurpose. In other words, our bottles, we actually use bottles with. So we repurpose most of our stuff.
That's the better word. Yeah, that's very good. So while we're on, while we're talking about the winery, let's pursue that for a few minutes before we go back to our ghost. But what wines do you tell us about your wines and stuff?
Well, we grow our own grapes 100%. We grow 7 varieties of the muscadine grape, which of course is a native to the southeastern United States. We make red wines, white wines, rosés, sparkling wines out of our grape wines, but we have 3 categories of wines. We have a category of tea wines. We make black tea, green tea, and tea mango, which is black tea fermented with whole fresh mangoes. And then we go into our 100% whole fresh fruit wines, which we do everything from lemon to lime, orange, grapefruit, apple, watermelon, a whole litany of fresh fruit and vegetable wines. And then we have our heritage wines, our American heritage wines, which are our cherry tomatoes, sweet potatoes, spiced pumpkin, spiced apple, which are all made with 100% fruits, no juices, no concentrates, and there's no grape base in any of our fruit wines or our tea wines. The only grapes go into our grape wines. Everything else is 100% stands on its own 2 feet. But that's what we do down here, and like I said, we grow 100% our own grapes. We don't use any juices or concentrates for any of our wines, including the fruit wines.
I have had your spiced apple and spiced pumpkin, and they're fantastic. You guys really, those are very good. I have recommended
those people
numerous times that they were looking for something, especially this time of year. They're just a great seasonal wine.
Did you heat them up? Did you make them hot? Heat them up and drink them hot?
No, I did not.
They're marvelous. Oh, they're wonderful hot. Your spiced wines, if you heat them up, and they're for this time of year, is wonderful.
I didn't do that. The person who told me about them and got them for me because they were telling me about it. Served and brought them in when they were chilled, and so I had a opportunity to have them at the winery, and I just opened it up, and we shared some at the winery, and they were chilled at the time.
Good,
but they very good, very, very good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I've talked to people who have been down there and all that. They are really quite impressed with all the different ones that you make and all the different wines. I didn't know you were making a sparkling wine, though. That's news to me.
Yes, we do. We make a white sparkling, red sparkling, blueberry sparkling, peach sparkling, and we've got our strawberry sparkling coming out this December.
Oh,
and
wow.
We make our sparkling wines. We make our sparkling wines the same way they make champagne in France. We age the wines first, and then we put them in the sparkling bottles, put a little yeast, a little sugar, wire it shut, and the yeast eat the sugar and produce the bubbles. And that's how we get our sparkling wines.
Oh,
they're
very
all dry.
Good.
But they're marvelous.
Even the fruit wines? All the fruit wines are dry?
Yes. Yes, because they're yeasty. The sugar and produce the bubbles. We don't inject carbon dioxide. If you inject carbon dioxide, you can put sugar in because you don't have the yeast to worry about.
Right.
But we don't do that. We do it naturally, the same way they do in France.
So you're fermenting out the sugars. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Right. We do secondary fermentation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, well, even the strawberry you're making dry?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's sparkly. It's just absolutely like biting into a strawberry.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, well, if you're down this way, you should definitely come by.
I'm going to have to make a trip. I just as well as I do, you start getting tied up doing winery stuff and all that, and trying to get away is almost impossible. You know,
it is totally impossible. I believe me, I know what you're going through up there.
Oh, yeah. It's always, if it's not one thing, it's another day after day. So, yeah. That's we were talking about, I lost my thought on that. So, back to the bottling room, though. You said you've had activities in the bottling room. Has there ever been any mischievous actions by any of...
No. No, nothing mischievous. Or they let you know they're there. Lights will come on, lights will go off, things will disappear, things will come back, but nothing mischievous. They're not, you know, we don't have that to worry about.
Well, that, yeah, and that's funny, though, because you're getting, you know, visitors from everywhere, obviously, from different times and everything else, and it's, it seems odd that you would not have some sort of, I don't know, pranks.
Well, we don't. Yeah. Or anything bad. We don't provoke. We don't provoke the spirits here. We don't allow our people to provoke the spirits here. In other words, we have mutual respect between them and us. We have to live with them.
That would make sense then. You know, I mean, as long as you show them due respect, they will return it. I'm just like people. So
exactly.
That would make a lot of sense. Have you your ghost walks, have they been filling up every time throughout the year, or can people get into them?
They fill up. We advertise. Well, we don't advertise. The Braden Herald, the local paper, will put it in on the weekend or things to do. Then we have a brochure in our tasting room, and it shows the date, and they can sign up. Anybody can sign up for it. But once we do hit a limit, we try to limit it to about 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's hit 30, about 30 people, then we don't take them anymore till the following month.
I see. And what is the cost for this? Is how much?
$10 per person. And you have to be over 18. We don't allow children in. Over 18, $10 per person. And we have a criteria sheet that we give them. You have to wear decent walking shoes. You can't wear flip-flops because it is nighttime and it is in a wooded area. The ground is uneven. So we've got sheets that we've got, required criteria and expectation sheets that we send out to the people or that they can take with them. And that information is in the brochure.
Very good. Go on.
Well, it's just on the list, basically, bring the sweater, you have to arrive 30 minutes ahead of time. There's no smoking anywhere. We're green environmental. We don't have any smoking on any properties out here, so it's a completely smoke-free environment. No alcoholic beverages. They can't bring alcoholic beverages in. It's been pretty good physical shape because it is walking. But there
for an hour
is a
and
list
a half?
Of them they can bring with.
You
do
walk
what?
For the entire hour and a half?
Yes. We walk, we stop. They bring their cameras. They take pictures. But, yeah, you're out there for an hour and a half walking on the ground.
That is, you know, quite a long time.
Yes.
Are the people that you get to do that walk, are most of them, Let's see. Are they believers? Are they skeptics? Are they? Do they want to come out and say, "Well, prove it to me"? Or you got most people to do it because they believe and want to experience it.
Most of them, I think, believe and want to experience this. You get some skeptics. You get the people who come in skeptics, and they believe believing with a whole new perspective of what they've seen and what happens. We've got we get people all over the different towns, from Port Charlotte, Pensacola, Tampa, St. Petersburg. So we get all over people come in for them.
That's great.
So it's not just local people. They come in, because it is on the internet. They'll find it there too, and people are quite interested in that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, I tell people about, you know, the Blog Talk Radio, October is always ghost month, and I always bring up Bunker Hill, and I tell them, I said, Bunker Hill's haunted. I said, and they are local. And people get all excited about it because you are local, you know, so they can go down and visit you there. Yeah.
And they do. They'll drive. They don't mind the drive. But like I said, get them the whole surrounding areas. Even if we're over on the East Coast, we'll come over.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. I've talked about the winery of Bunker Hill for the last couple of years to people who come in, and when we start talking about the ghosts and stuff. And I hope they have made the trip over and visited with you and been on the walk. That is great.
I'm sure some of them probably have.
Yeah, you know, over. Do you always fill up on your walks, monthly walks?
Yes. Yeah, we usually fill up most of the time.
Yeah.
We do, and then we do, like I say, we do a lot of private ones also. The people that want to put their own group together. So if they want to do a private one and they put 10 or more people in their own group, we will do it for them on any night of the week.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so anyone out there who wants to get together a spirit walk, then they can do it any time, and just get enough people together to do it. There, that's
right, and they can, like in your association or wherever you're living, or if you're friends or whatever, you can, if you get a hold of us and let us know, we can let you know if the night is good or whatever, but we do private ones for people also.
Has weather affected any of your walks?
We've had to cancel maybe one in all the years we've done it.
That's all? Wow.
And that's it. Most of the time the weather has been very, very cooperative, very much so.
Huh.
We always get phone numbers on our reservations. We have to make reservations, and we always get phone numbers just in case the weather does turn bad and we do have to cancel. I think we've had to cancel one in all the years that we've done this.
That surprises me. That really does, because, hey, this is Florida, for heaven's sake. You know,
and that's it. It's very unpredictable.
Yeah. Bad storms and all sorts of stuff. Canceling one over the years, that is surprising. Walks, no children on the walks. Do you usually get couples or individuals coming in, or combination of both?
We get all of that. We get couples, we get individuals, we get the elderly, we get anybody over 18 years old. We've had them as long as they're able to walk.
And that's
without
the key to it.
Assistant or something. And we have a lot of retirement communities around here. So we do get some of the older people, but they're in good physical condition and they do the walks and whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go
but
down
we
to
don't,
a walk.
Yeah. We don't let the children, because the children can, you know, the parents sometimes can't control the children very well, but the children, it's not something to have little kids around.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It works out.
My daughter, who has moved to Utah, And before she moved, though, I was talking to her about it, and we were all planning on going down and doing a walk. And then circumstances came up, and we didn't get to fit it in before she moved. But she really was looking forward to going down and doing a spirit walk with all of us. I didn't know at the time, though, that you can do a private walk. If I'd known that, we could have gotten people together and done that. So,
well, if she ever comes, when she comes back, if you want to definitely give us a shout, we'll set something up for you while she's here.
That sounds good. I'll have to do that. Mike, any other questions for Lenore?
Yeah. So I'm looking at your stories, and you mentioned the cat bowl that was, I don't know if that was this year or what, but this was an update. So it said September 25th. I don't know if it was this year, but you said that the item was moved away, and if you want to go into that, you can go into details, but other items have also been moved away in a southwest direction. That seems there's something significant about that. Has anyone come up with a reason for this, or why is everything going in southwest from the location?
We really don't know, but it still continues to do that. We'll have solar lights will disappear, and they'll end up in the vineyard in the southwest general area. Like I say, the cat dish went over 125 feet. It was moved over by the flagpole and sitting just perfectly straight up, just like I had said it there. Nobody had moved it, and that was in the southwesterly direction. But there's no definitive reason. The little cemetery plots, whenever they were moving in a southwesterly direction also. But anytime something does get misplaced or moved, it generally you find it in a southwesterly direction.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. That, you know, I wonder, has anyone gone out there and just placed something, you know, marked the spot and said, you know, okay, if it's going to move, it's going to move, and seen this, you know, any kind of sign of this happening, you know, as a test, or is it, you know, you go away somewhere and then you come back and it's moved?
We haven't done that as far as placing it out there, but in the southwesterly direction, we have two vortexes on the property. We've got one in the north area behind us, and then we've got one in the southwesterly area over by the wedding arch. So if that has something to do with it, that may very well be one of the causes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you read the stories on there, Ron, but yeah, she's got quite a few interesting things going on over there. Definitely interesting stuff. Have you ever set up like an overnight type thing, or you know, other than maybe the professionals have done it, but have you ever set up a, you know, where people just come out there and just spend, you know, the night checking it out and see if there's anything going on?
Right. Well, on the investigations that they've done it after hours, and so 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But we also have infrared night cameras out, live infrared night cameras.
And we can
watch them, and whenever you have the infrared cameras out, you can actually see all kind of orbs. You can see the rods flying. You can see all kind of activity. And it shows up right on your infrared cameras. We have those set up every night in the house where you can look at the area. And we set them up for our orb walks outside so that people can see what's going on around them that they can't see with their eye, but they can stand there and they can look at the infrared cameras where they're on the video, and they're standing there, and they can see rods flying around. They can see the orbs around them. So it gives them an idea of what is out there that they actually cannot see with their naked eye. But usually if they take pictures with a flash, you can pick up a lot of that on there.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. But
Is there certain times of year that you get more activity than others?
No. No, we get it all the time.
Year-round.
And it doesn't matter if it's cold. It doesn't matter if it's cold or hot, raining or not. We get it.
Huh.
So they're not particular as far as the weather is concerned.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're a spirit, you wouldn't be. You know, really.
Yeah.
No, wow, that's fascinating. That is absolutely fascinating.
Well, it really is fascinating, even from our point of view, living with it and being involved in it in so many years. It is very fascinating.
The walks, let's get back to that a little bit. Mike was covering a little bit there. Do you change the areas you go to, or do you have a specific area that you stay in?
We change it. We take them to areas where we have seen something, we have experienced something, or someone else has experienced something there.
Oh.
So every time we have an area where something is experienced, we will add that and take them to that area also.
Oh, very good. How big of an area do you have there?
Well, we have a total of 23 acres.
Okay.
But we take it where we are, it's probably 7 or 8 acres that we go through the area.
Uh-huh. Wooded?
Some wooded, some flat, some up in the vineyard area, and then we go down. We drop down to a finger of the Little Manatee River, goes through the back end of the property, which is about quite a drop down. In other words, it's wooded area, and we go down there to the water. They say that one of the psychics has seen both baptisms taking place down there with people in white.
Baptism?
Now, at current time, now people get baptized in the church. At the turn of the century, many, many years ago, whatever water was available, that's where the baptisms took place. And they could see it down there because there's an old missionary Baptist church right across from us that's been there probably 100, 120 years.
Baptism in heaven. Wow, that's just fascinating. It really is. I just all sorts of thoughts and images coming in with the spirits staying around with the after being baptized and doing that over. I just, you know, you would think that they would want to move on. That thought keeps occurring to me. You know, they would want to move on. And,
well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. Whenever they're ready, you know, they do move on. And new ones come. We don't know. We don't know what, why or where. You know, there's so much people that you just don't know about it.
That's true. You know, and we don't. And there's not going to be anyone that's going to come back and tell us what it's all about either. So, you know, we'll just put it together as best we can.
That's true. Just like you say, we're looking for pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah, all the time, all the time. Is Larry as, what's my word for you, so excited, so into it as you are?
Oh, even more so.
Is he? Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Larry's her husband, by the way. I mean, we keep mentioning Larry. That's her husband.
Oh, yes, definitely he is. He does the talking with them and the leading of them. He explains, you know, no, he leads people, definitely.
Good for him. Really, really good for him. So, I'm excited, speechless, looking forward to coming down and doing a walk. I mean, I really am. It just sounds so so fascinating, and
it's a learning experience.
Oh, without question, I would think that it would be. You know, regardless of how you view it, if you're seeing spirits and stuff, I can't help but think that Joy Neighbors of Joy's Joy of Wine would probably just absolutely love to do something like that. Because she's talking about the spirits that have touched her and how she's felt the presence and how they've touched her hair and stuff like that. And so something mm-hmm. like this would just absolutely be thrilling for her, I'm sure. But, or anyone. I mean, you know.
Well, we would love to have her, right.
Yeah.
Really, it's thrilling for anyone, especially whenever they're experiencing it and something happens and they see the lights coming off and on, they see the K2 meters, they see the activity. It's very thrilling for them.
I bet it is. Mike, any last comments to Lenore here?
No, I think I'm good. I would I'd look forward to that too. That would be a good tour to go on. Walk. But yeah, we have to come up with something.
You have to come up with something.
Set up with something. Yeah, it is. It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get a group of people together and do it. That would be the way to do it too. If anyone out there wants to do it, you don't have to wait till Saturday night. Get a group of people together and do it. That's a good way also. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, it is.
Good deal.
Lenore, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was fascinating. I am so excited about the whole thing. I really am. I mean, it just, you know, all the spirit.
Beside yourself.
I am beside myself. I really am. That's a good way to put it. Before we get off, give us your contact information, phone number, web address, the winery's address, everything, so all the listeners out there can get in touch with you if they so desire.
Well, I will definitely do that, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you very much. And your BunkerHill.com or BunkerHillWinery.com?
Okay, it's BunkerHillVineyard.com.
Vineyard.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm on there now.
BunkerHill.
And all the information
Vineyard.
On there. BunkerHillVineyards.com. And they also have
Vineyard.
All sorts of information about the ghost walks. There's stories on there. There's
right.
a lot of
all
information.
All of that, our ghost story, when they go on the website, they can click on our ghost story and they can read our ghost story and all kind of information about the other stuff.
And name number one recycling winery in the country. That's a big thumbs up for that, too. So,
yes,
very
it
good.
Is.
Congratulations.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for taking
your
time out this evening and joining us and telling us your stories and your sightings and all that stuff. It really is fascinating. I am beside myself on excitement here. So good luck to you, and hopefully I'll be down there to visit you sometime soon.
Well, we appreciate it, and we look forward to it, both you and Mike.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you. This is great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, Bunker Hill Vineyard, BunkerHillVineyard.com. There's all kinds of interesting stuff on there, stories and all about group tours and things like that. But yeah, there's quite a good page of that. They also have a blog I just noticed here. Yeah, they have. There's also a blog and more about the winery, it looks like. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty good stuff. And they mentioned the sparkling wines and everything. I didn't know that either.
I didn't know they made sparkling wine. I haven't looked at their site in a while, and I didn't know. I knew they made a lot of other stuff, and they were very green, but I didn't realize they made sparkling wines. Yeah,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, the blog is thegreenwiner.blogspot.com. The Green Winer.
Winer?
Dot blog, yeah, W-I-N-E-R, blogspot.com. That's on there. And they have a bunch of stories on there. It's about the wine. So, yeah, good stuff. Good, oh, man.
As she said, I'm beside myself. All the activities and everything there and all that stuff is just fascinating.
Yeah. It's quite a bit. There's a lot of stuff out there, and they have some pictures up there as well. So if you want to get some of that effect, go take a look at. So very interesting. Let's see. Building. Okay, I'll just read some more. What time is it? Oh, 6 minutes.
6 minutes still.
Okay. So there's no Wine Fest Saturday, but you do have the third annual Sanan Artisans Fall Wine and Art Festival. That's Saturday, October 24th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. there at the winery. The winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And the phone number is 813-996-2113. And there's going to be wine tasting, live music. Do you know any of the performers that are going to be there yet for the live music?
You know, what he's got, the person who set this up, Dennis, is a magician himself, and he's been there at the winery a few times. But he set this up. San Antonio, a little small town just east of us, is full of starving artists and sculptors and painters and just a whole bunch of different skills and crafts and stuff. We have a guy that does portraits with a Bic pen, which is really, really good. He's been there before. We have people who work with different metals and makes different types of stuff. We have sculptors. We have all sorts of things. And this is the third annual, and a lot of these people are very good at the stuff that they do, and it's a great time of year to come and look at the stuff because of the holidays coming up. I mean, a lot of times you can see just what you want for that hard-to-buy person. Dennis, though, has a sound man that's going to be coming in early and setting up a good sound system, and then we have a different, I want to say group, artist, each hour. So from 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, there will be different ones stepping up and playing and showing what they have. And if you're interested in booking any of them, they're more than thrilled to hand out your cards or talk to you about what they can do for events, weddings, holidays coming up and all that. So, but there is going to be five different groups that are going to be playing throughout the morning, at least five throughout the day there.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be nonstop. I see the, I scrolled down, I see the rest of the list here. But you have painters, you have handmade jewelry, bead crafts, painting, handmade soap and jewelry, pottery, drawing, Bic pen artist.
Yeah, this is the guy I was just telling you about. He's just a Bic pen. He does a great job. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that's amazing. Very cool. And photography, handmade things. Don's going to be there with Don's wooden things. Yeah, it's going to be, I'm just reading all kinds of stuff here. It's like a regular deal here. A lot going on.
There's a lot. And we're and not only the starving artists, but we're going to have a few other vendors there also that are going to be joining us for the day and stuff. So it's a fun day. It's a fun day. It's a fun event. Again, this is the third annual one, and we really had a great time on the first two. And this one does not seem to be going to be any less than what we've already experienced in the first two. So it's something we're looking forward to.
Yeah, and it's free to get into, I guess. Free admission type of thing. So a great shopping time. Think about the we're in October already, and you want to buy some unique items, holidays, gifts, or whatever, birthdays, any kind of occasion. This is a great time to do it. So come on out and take advantage of it. And a lot of good deals, a lot of great artists, and the vendors. So do some good shopping there at the winery. It's going to be great. And that is this Saturday. Yep.
And we are always pet friendly.
Yeah. Yep. Pet friendly. And it's a family fun thing. So and pets are part of your family. So bring them out.
Bring them out. There you go.
Yep. Saturday, October 24th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again at the Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes. It's just outside of San Antonio, Florida. That's pretty good. I like that.
Just outside.
Yes. That's pretty good. And don't forget that this month the tip jar is located over there at the winery. It is going to a good cause. It's the Hernando County SPCA. It is a non-kill shelter. And you can add something to the tip jar, and it'll go to a great cause. So stop by and do that as well. That's any time the winery is open. So do that and put a little something in the tip jar. It'll be great. So I don't know. It's almost 8 o'clock.
That covers it. I'd like to see everybody out there this Saturday. We're really supposed to be gorgeous weather, too.
Oh, yeah.
10% chance of rain. It's supposed to be low humidity. And it just, we could not have planned a better weather day than this one coming up Saturday.
Yeah. So come on out, and it's going to be great. So do that, and we'll see you Saturday at Florida State's Winery. The address, again, will come up in the outro, and I guess we'll see you all next Thursday.
Thursday.
Maybe the 29th. What do you think? I don't know if you'll be feeling up to it, but
I
we'll
don't
see.
Know. As far as I know, I'm not planning on not, but hey.
You never know. Just in case.
I may be drugged. I don't know. I may be maybe on some serious painkillers.
Could be.
Which, I mean, I'm not complaining, but, you know, I might not be able to do a show.
Well, stay tuned to the Twitter or to right here on the Blog Talk Radio page, and we'll let you know about the next episode. It should be next Thursday, but the 29th.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll see you.
I'm having minor surgery, and that's what we're talking about. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I should be fine.
Right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm a wussy, though, so I might play it up. I don't know.
Picture you in an easy chair with a thermometer. Could you give me some more soup? It's your foot. It's not anything else.
That's all. But oh, it hurts.
Really bad cold or something. Yeah. I can't get up.
bring me some wine.
Use it to your advantage while you can, and then back to regular. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you to Lenora of Bunker Hill Winery for our guest tonight. Really appreciate it, and we'll see you all next time. Have a good one.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Enjoy wine.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery. Florida State's Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida State's Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@floon.com. That's corp@floon.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/allaboutwineBTR or visit our website at allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.